This is policy analyst Nandi Randolph with the Delaware Family Policy Council Legislative Update, where we dive into the latest developments on life, marriage, family, and religious freedom happening at Legislative Hall in Dover. We're here each week to provide you with crucial updates and analysis so you're equipped to make an impact on your sphere of influence as a parent, advocate, or simply concerned Delawarean. Stay tuned as we break down the issues that shape our future from a biblical worldview. We mentioned it briefly in a previous post, but today's discussion is further clarification regarding Monday's hearing. The particular bill in question makes an incredibly bold statement about the future of the moral and legal landscape of Delaware. On Monday at noon, before the legislature even returns from recess, lawmakers will be holding a hearing on Senate Bill 5, Delaware's so-called Reproductive Freedom Amendment. This bill would enshrine abortion on demand and unrestricted reproductive procedures, including sterilization, into our state's constitution. This is not just a political issue. It's a spiritual and moral battle that demands our attention. At its core, SB 5 is the latest advancement of the sexual revolution, a movement that promised freedom but has delivered broken families, widespread abortion, and moral confusion. We must recognize that this is part of a broader cultural shift that has been happening for decades, where marriage, family, and the sanctity of life have been devalued in the name of personal autonomy. The bill ensures a, quote, fundamental right to reproductive freedom, end quote, including the ability to make, quote, decisions about all matters relating to pregnancy, including abortion care, end quote. What this really means is that all restrictions on abortion, including those protecting viable preborn babies, could be wiped away. Even common sense safeguards like parental notification for minors could be challenged under this amendment. It could also threaten conscious protections for medical professionals who do not want to participate in abortions or sterilization procedures. And it doesn't stop there. The language is so broad that it could prevent any meaningful efforts to stop minors from being sterilized without parental consent. Once again, personal autonomy is being elevated above all else, even above the safety and well-being of children. If passed, this amendment could make it nearly impossible to put protections in place against the sterilization of minors, opening the door for irreversible procedures to be performed without adequate oversight or guidance. As Christians, we recognize that life is a sacred gift from God. Genesis 1:27 tells us that human beings are made in the image of God. That means that from the moment of conception, life has inherent dignity and worth. Psalms 139, 13 through 16 beautifully describes how God knits each of us together in the womb, knowing us before we are even born. Over and over, Scripture underscores the truth that life is ordained and cherished by God before birth. But the philosophy behind this amendment rejects that truth. Instead, it promotes what Nancy Piercy in her book, Love Thy Body, calls personhood theory, which separates body from identity, essentially claiming that preborn babies are not full persons with rights. This flawed thinking has led to the dehumanization of the most vulnerable among us. Carl Truman, in The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, describes how our culture has embraced expressive individualism, the belief that personal feelings and desires should define reality. This ideology has deeply shaped modern views on sexuality, marriage, and human life. The sexual revolution of the 1960s dramatically shifted the focus of marriage from family and commitment to personal fulfillment. And we're still experiencing the consequences of that shift today. SB5 is a direct outgrowth of this destructive way of thinking. We must stand firmly in opposition to this direct attack on life and family. Scripture teaches that the government is meant to uphold justice and protect the innocent. Romans 13, 1 through 4 makes it clear that rulers are called to be God's servants for good, punishing evil and rewarding what is right. Proverbs 31, 8 through 9 commands us to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. When the state enshrines abortion and sterilization as constitutional rights, it does the opposite. It sanctions harm rather than preventing it. A just government should protect the most vulnerable, preborn babies, children, and families, not codify their destruction. Isaiah 10, 1 through 2 warns against those who make unjust laws and issue oppressive decrees. If SB 5 passes, it will be nearly impossible to enact future laws protecting life, parental rights, or medical ethics. This is not just a policy issue. It is a fundamental question of whether our government will uphold truth and justice or continue down a path of moral decay. We have a responsibility to actively work toward rebuilding a culture of life, family, and marriage. That starts with making our voices heard. So here's what we need to do. Contact your state senator today and urge them to vote no on SB 5. This is a critical moment. The hearing is on Monday at noon, so we need to act now. Go to DelawareFamilies.org/protect-life to access clear talking points that will help you understand the bill and send a message directly to your senator and the committee members. Again, that's DelawareFamilies.org/protect-life. Together, we stand for life, for truth, and for the protection of the most vulnerable among us. Thanks for tuning in. For more updates on life and family issues, be sure to sign up at DelawareFamilies.org/legislative-updates. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Stay informed, stay engaged, and we'll see you next time.